Hello, I'm Ann Quaserano, and today I'm at Diadamo Personalized Nutrition in Wilton, Connecticut. Dr. Diadamo, I'd like to ask you about glycosia. How exactly does this work to balance blood sugar and aid in weight loss?
Well, Ann, glycosia is designed to address two specific aspects of weight loss and proper sugar management. And oftentimes in weight situations or in sugar management situations, the two always seem to go together. We're gaining weight tremendously as a society, and the future forecasting is not good. What seems some of it is, of course, the change in our diet towards more simple carbohydrates and simple sugars, the introduction of large amounts of the high fructose corn syrup. We're also seeing changes that are related to maybe some of the environmental effects on our genes, and so we're graduating new generations of people who are more inclined to gain weight, so there's a genetic component to it as well. But the other aspect is that there seems to be a dysregulation in the digestive tract that distinguishes people who easily gain weight from people who have more of an easy time keeping their weight down. And what I tried to do with the formula is take advantage of some recent studies that took place on an Ayurvedic herb known as Salacia oblonga. And Salacia has been used for many thousands of years in the Indian traditional herbal medicine known as Ayurveda. But recent studies have shown that actually the plant possesses a unique property. And it is that it actually inhibits an enzyme basically called alpha-glucosidase, which is often made in the intestinal tract of individuals who have problems controlling their weight. And alpha-glucosidase can sometimes be the result of having your digestive tract maybe perhaps unbalanced, having the wrong strains of bacteria is a common cause of this. But what alpha-glucosidase does is it allows the body to digest, break down, and metabolize every last vestige of carbohydrate. So the difference between the person who gains weight with difficulty and the person who gains weight too easily is that the person who gains weight easily essentially assimilates every last vestige of the sugars and carbohydrates in their meal. And the person who doesn't gain weight easily has most of those go through essentially undigested. So oftentimes the difference between being fat and skinny is simply being a hyper-assimilator versus basically assimilating only normally the amounts of foods that one consumes. And this explains a common paradox, which is when you do food diary investigations on people who oftentimes gain weight, a lot of them oftentimes don't have calorie counts that are terribly different than people who have no difficulty controlling their weight. They exercise, but they just seem to break down and assimilate even 2,000 calorie diets, 1,800 calorie diets, and they still have difficulty losing weight. Part of it is because their digestive tract is designed for them to harness and assimilate every last carbohydrate. So the nice thing is about Salacia is basically it's known to have the effect of blocking this. This has two benefits. By decreasing the tendency of a person to be a hyper-assimilator, the person can, perhaps with a normal diet, continue to experience weight loss without having to go to drastic diets, which are difficult to persist with and not very effective. The second thing is that it actually takes the sugar regulation out of the picture. It can be very effective in people who are trying to just get their blood sugar under better control, which is another 20th century plague that we're experiencing greater and greater amounts in our aging population. So in addition to Salacia, the formula has a very well-studied component called resveratrol. And resveratrol is it's an antioxidant that's found in things like wine and other types of plants. And resveratrol has, again, the ability to have effects on gene expression having to do with the beneficial effects of restricting our calories. And so whenever we read studies about how calorie restriction basically lengthens our lives and makes us healthier, it's through the action on the same genes that are controlled by resveratrol. And so the combination of Salacia and resveratrol, things like, for instance, additional sort of supportive players like maitake mushroom and quercetin, is to encourage proper, healthy, permanent weight loss with the better regulation of the blood sugar and the better alteration of the digestive tract so that the person is less of the so-called hyper-assimilator.
Thank you, Dr. Diadamo.